This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from Norwegian composer Per Husby. Since the early 70s, this Oslo native has worked around Norway as a bandleader and freelance pianist. He's also worked as music host on Norwegian television. Husby's first big band album, Dedications, was released in 1985 and won the Norwegian equivalent of a Grammy Award. Now the sequel's out, and Kevin says it's time American jazz fans knew Husby.
As a rule, jazz musicians and composers don't listen much to the music of their colleagues, partly because they're too busy working on their own stuff and partly because they're wary of picking up influences. The Norwegian pianist Per Husby is an exception. As one of those so-called pickup musicians with whom traveling soloists work in Oslo, he needs to know the styles of the players he's expected to blend with. He's also put in some time as a fair and open-minded critic. Husby has recorded mostly with small groups. His second album for big band is Your Eyes, an hour-long compact disc on Norway's NOPA label. Husby wrote all the music and conducts a band of 12 Norwegian and English players, three rhythm, four reeds, and five brass, including French horn and tuba. While musicians don't like to be identified by their influences, in his notes, Husby pegs his: Charles Mingus, Ellington, Gil Evans, Bob Brookmeyer, and Hall Overton. He's not just putting on airs. His main departure point is Mingus's dense orchestral music of the 60s and 70s, where the whole band would rev up to play a single line, framing solos without smothering them. Husby's Blue Silk and the 12-minute Chan Sorta Mingus Blues make the connection explicit. On this long excerpt from the latter, the bass clarinetist is John Sermon and the altoist is Ray Warley.
Thank you.
That's a fragment from Chan's Sorta Mingus Blues. It's been a long time since European jazz musicians have been regarded as freaks, but Norwegian composers who write interesting blues are still slightly more scarce. There are a few awkward moments here where Husby strains for effect, but generally he protects himself by keeping his touch light, trusting his band to pick up the slack. Drummer John Christensen is the kind of obtuse rhythm player some critics can't abide, but I like the way he goes against the grain, keeping the band from getting complacent. Husby wrote this music for the particular players on the date, but they wound up futzing with his charts, which ensures that the music fits them as snugly as these arrangements fit into the jazz mainstream. Per Husby is one of those rare composers who writes insistently pretty music that doesn't get sentimental or mawkish. Every country can use a few.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Per Husby's new album, Your Eyes, on Norway's NOPA label. It's distributed here by North Country. This is Fresh Air.